here. We just sing the first two measures. First two measures. Bathe.
Ready and go. Frosty wind.
technique that has to be used here when we're singing.
You kind of scrape your band.
There's some good stuff. This is actually, it's not as well known as most like Christmas carol and songs, but this is by far my favorite Christmas song. I
I love this melody, and I like the poetry of it. How many of you have taken the time to really study the word and digest them in the week? And if you ever use the week, I know that word is. Okay? That's like the antithesis of moist, right? Week is so fun, and the way it's better said. Okay? So, in the week, you're going to have that when you're in your house, and the wind is howling outside. Feel how cool it is just by the sound. Okay? Earth stood hard at that. It was frozen like a rock because of this cold. Earth stood hard as iron. Water. This is just great for you. Can you make a little love to those words as we sing that? So cool. Let's go ahead, on. Ready and sing. Octave. Yeah, listen for that and do it again. So, ready and go.
needle part. That mood mixture, that's old. It used to be that we didn't have
major and minor. What we call mood. Phrygian, Lydian, Locrian, Aeolian, Mixolydian, Dorian.
Anyway, and they all had different patterns. It wasn't just all of the major, minor half steps in the bass, okay? It was, and that's what this is doing right here, is hearkening back to a much more ancient mode of music. If we do it right, cool stuff. One, two, ready. Almost. We're a little flat with the third between the leads and the tenors on the limb of Fallen. Do that again, please, everybody. Again. Sing the final verse.
Yeah.
can't get low enough baritones on the
My Lord. Do your tag one more time. Ready? And stop the tag. There's a symphonic movement for each one.